Hi, Murphy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bagel Mic, powered by Student Voice, where students lead the way.
We are students from Winnebago Public Schools, broadcasting from the Winnebago Native American Reservation in Winnebago, Nebraska.
This podcast is created by us for the world.
Let's start by introducing ourselves. My name is Azalea.
My name is Matthew.
My name is Liam.
Today's episode is about education, language, learning, and helping students grow. Before we begin, we want to share something we're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for my mom.
I'm thankful for my family.
Today we are here with Michelle Lemire, who is a fifth grade teacher in the dual language program.
We wanted to interview Ms. Lemire because of her work helping students learn and helping keep language and culture strong in our community.
Thank you for being here with us today.
Oh,
it was a need.
Now let's get into it. Can you tell us about yourself and what you teach?
Yes, I am the founder and the teacher of the Ho-Chunk Dual Language Academy. I teach all the subjects using Ho-Chunk language and culture. And I teach it to 9 selected students that started in the first grade, and we will stay together until they're finished with the 6th grade.
That's what made you want to become a teacher?
I was actually between jobs, and I saw an ad for a Head Start teacher, and I thought, oh, I could do that until something I want comes along. And I've been teaching ever since. I decided that was what I wanted to do. Teaching was a lot of fun. It was fast-paced, and it was always a challenge, which is what I thrive on, challenges. So it was a perfect job for me.
What were you like when you were our age?
When I was your age, I was outside all the time, running around in the woods, digging, building things, and riding bikes. When kids were my age, you weren't anybody without a bike. Everybody had bikes. And we spent a lot of time outside.
What is your favorite part about teaching?
My favorite part about teaching is I always tease my kids when I hear my favorite sound. It's when you hear a kid go, oh, I get it. But when you're... we find something that's challenging, that's something they can't get, and then all of a sudden that light bulb comes on and they finally get it. That's my favorite part of teaching.
What is something challenging about being a teacher?
All the different, I guess, the personalities and the struggles that kids come into the classroom with, you kind of have to figure out what's missing, what they need, and how to build on their strengths so that it all evens out and they become really good students and able to learn and become the best they can be.
What is something students might not realize about teachers?
How much work is actually put in. There's a lot of work outside of school. I mean, what you see during the school day is a really small part of what the teachers have to do. And it's not like we get to go home and just relax as soon as the kids are gone. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
Why is language important in the community?
Language is important because a lot of how Native people think and interact with each other is actually woven into the language. And in order to truly understand our ancestors and what it means to be Ho-Chunk, we have to learn our Ho-Chunk language. That's how we understand our relationships with each other, how we understand how our ancestors thought and why they did the things they did. And so the best way to connect to our ancestors and to each other is through language.
How are language and culture connected in the Winnebago tribe in Nebraska?
The language and culture is vitally connected. You cannot truly understand the culture without the language, and vice versa. You can't truly understand the language without the culture. The culture is actually the setting for where our language fits in, where we communicate, and how we understand why we do the things we do. And the language helps connect our cultures to how we think, how we feel, how we behave, our relationships with each other. So in order to learn the language, you have to learn the culture, and vice versa. You have to learn the language in order to learn the culture.
Why is it important for students to learn about their culture and history?
Oh, because actually learning about your culture will help you become a better student, because you understand who you are, you understand the importance of your place in the world, you understand how important you are to your grandparents, to your parents, you understand how important you're going to be to all those that are still coming up behind you. And by being strong in your culture, you understand that it's very important to be a good student, because that's what our people did. That's why Little Priest said what he said right before he died. He knew that education is vitally important in order for our people to be strong.
What makes a strong student?
A strong student is somebody who comes prepared. You have to try to figure out what it is that your goal is. If your goal is to become a good Ho-Chunk person, to someday be a leader, or to be somebody that your family can count on, you have to figure out what you need to do in order to get there. And you have to come to school prepared to reach that goal, which means you have to come prepared to learn. You have to come prepared to work hard, because Ho-Chunk people traditionally are very hard workers. And if you're Ho-Chunk, you're a hard worker. And not being a hard worker is not being true to who you really are. So the best student comes to school prepared to work hard and to learn.
What are some habits students should build now?
The most important habit is to be organized, to keep track of what you've done, what you still need to do. You have to make sure, like if you take homework home, you have to make sure you bring it back. If you have an assignment that's due, you need to make sure you get it done, to stay organized and to make sure that all your little ducks are in the row, and make sure that you know what's going on, what you need, what's expected of you, and to meet all those expectations. So being organized is vitally important to being a good student.
What advice would you give students our age?
Is to pay attention and don't let yourself be distracted. Not by other students and not by yourselves. Don't be a distraction, because distractions take time. They take time away from learning, and they take time away from teaching. Like, your teacher has to stop and deal with something that is a distraction, then all the other kids can't be learning. So if we're always dealing with distractions and waiting for somebody to stop being a distraction, they're wasting our time. And so students today should don't let themselves be distracted, and don't become a distraction. Just wait patiently. Study if you have to while you're waiting. But the less distractions we have in our classrooms, the more we can learn and the better we can become.
What is something you are proud of in your work?
I'm very proud of how my kids love to come to school. They don't like weekends. They don't like summer breaks or winter breaks. If they had their way, they'd go to school all year long. And that's something I'm very proud of, because that means they love learning and they feel like school is a safe place where they're cared about, where they are free to learn, and they're free to have fun. So that's probably the thing I'm the most proud of, is that my kids love school.
What is one moment in teaching that really stood out to you?
The moment in teaching that stood out to me the most was, when I had a child that came to school. This was back when I taught preschool, and he didn't, when he came to school, he had a 6-word vocabulary. He only could speak 6 words. He didn't have very much language at all. And so I spent 2 years trying to help him learn how to talk. And it was a really, really huge struggle. And the part that stood out was when he graduated from preschool, and I didn't see him until years later when he was in a play. And he recited something on stage, and that was the first time I had ever heard him talk a long sentence. And that was really emotional for me to be able to hear him actually talk, because by the time he graduated from preschool, I had only heard maybe a string of 3 or 4 words. So that was a huge moment for me.
What was those 6 words?
Oh, the 6 words were, "Mom, no, yes, mine, and car." And there was another one I can't remember. More? No, eat. So that was it.
Who inspired or influenced you growing up?
Probably my dad. He was a teacher himself and the first person in his family to graduate from college. And he inspired us to always work hard and to learn as much as possible.
Why does education matter so much?
Education matters because that's the new place where our people need to, a long time ago, it used to be on the battlefield where our people would do the most to protect our future. Now, education is the place where people need to fight the most in order to protect our future. We need educated people. We need people that can work as accountants, as lawyers, as business people, as doctors. We need a lot of education in order to be a strong tribe.
How come schools help students believe in themselves?
School is vitally important to help people because when you excel in school and you allow yourself to excel in school, you understand that you are important to your tribe and that you have the ability to come back to your tribe after you leave to go to college. You have the ability to come back and actually help create more educated students or educated people, or you have the ability to come back and help your elders live better lives if you become a doctor. There's like so many different ways that you can make a very important life for yourself by being a good student. And you can actually help your tribe by being a good student and being a better person.
What hopes do you have for students in our community?
I really hope that a lot more students become teachers because a lot of our culture a lot of the students that are understanding in our culture can come back and use that culture in the education, in the classroom, and help students like yourselves become stronger in your identity, in understanding who you are and who your relatives are. There's a lot of Ho-Chunk people in history that have shaped even our federal government, our state government, and even the whole, federal education program. There's a lot of people. There was even a vice president that was a Native American. So there's so many different ways that students can use education in order to build really great lives and have a huge impact, not just on our tribe, but on our state and then on our country.
What would you tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self to never dumb down. I belong to a group now called Mensa, and it's a high IQ society. But I never showed that when I was your age, because I was always afraid to let people know that I got it. I learned easy. I learned fast. I was smart, because smart kids were always made fun of. And if you kept raising your hand or you kept knowing the answer, people would call you names and call you the teacher's pet and all this other stuff. So I would always pretend I didn't understand. And I'd always pretend I didn't know or I couldn't learn. And that's called dumbing down. And I would tell my younger self, never do that. Just be who you are. If you're smart, be smart. If you like to read, read. If you like to answer questions, answer the questions.
Why does your work matter to the community?
It matters to the community because we already have the 9 students in my class know more language than probably 99% of the adults. So they're already making a difference in our community. So I think my work matters in that we're not just building language speakers, but we're also building culture keepers. They know a lot about the culture, and they're able to actually lead in a lot of different ways. A lot of them lead their families culturally. So it's really an important field.
How can young people in our community change the world?
Oh, easily. So many Ho-Chunk people have changed the world already. Do you guys like Star Wars? Okay, so have you ever seen a lightsaber? Do you know who invented the lightsaber? A Winnebago man by the name of Babe Rice invented the lightsaber. Okay, so I think it was granddaughter works up at Ho-Chunk Renaissance. Anyway, he made a huge impact on the entire world by doing that. Okay, there's also Charles Eastman, who was the vice president of the United States. There's so many different people. Reuben Snake, he helped the United States pass the Freedom of Religion Act that's in the Constitution. He's from right here in Winnebago. He used to live just right across the street here. So Winnebago children can impact the world in huge ways. And the best way to get there to that a position like that is through education, going to school. A lot of them went to school right here.
Thank you for sharing your story and time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, Wajan.
Thanks for listening to the Bagel Mic. Remember, your voice matters, your story matters, and you matter. What you need to know.